我们继续来查考神与人之间。
We continue the study between God and man.
人跟神的关系是多重的。
Man's deep relationship with the Lord.
每一重的关系都有我们的本分，也有我们的福分。
For each relationship, we have our obligations and also our blessings.
那圣经用很多不同的比喻来描写我们跟神的关系。
Bible uses different parables to describe our relationship with God.
今天晚上我们来看的就是父跟子的关系。
This evening we're going to study the relationship of father and son.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's refer to the Ephesians of the Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
第六节
Verse 6
以弗所书第四章的第六节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6Verse 6 One God and Father of all who is above all and through all and in you all
这里告诉我们说宇宙中只有一个神。
There's one God in this universe.
他就是众人的父。
And he is the father of all.
虽然他只有一，但是他是众人的父。
There's only one God, and yet he is the father of all.
那这个众人的父有两个意思。
There are two meanings of father of all.
一个是他是我们的来源。
He is the source of origin.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
我们在这个世界上从科学最发达的美国来看
If we take a look from the country of US which has the most advanced technology
拜神的人不少
Many people there are many people worshiping God
不会说因为科技发达人就不会想拜神
Man will still worship God not because of man will not be affectedby the advanced technology and turn away from God.
因为这是人的本能，这是一种本能。
This is the human instinct.
因为神是我们的父，是
我们的爱人。God is our father.
那我们到最落后的地区看。
If we go to the remote area.
在好像非洲。
Like Africa.
也差不多每一个部落都在拜神。
Actually, almost every tribe in Africa.Worship God.
那这个本能不会被抹消的。
And we can still see the same human instinct.
人类历史有两个人杀人最多。
In the human history, there are two people are killing a lot of human beings.
一个是毛泽东，一个是斯大林。
One is Mao Zedong, and the other one is Joseph Stalin.
都上千万了。
They killed millions of people.
里面有很多的基督徒。
Among which there are a lot of Christians.
但是我们看苏联垮台。
However, if we take a look at the collapse of the Soviet Union,
但是拜神的人越来越多。
Still, more and more people worship God.
毛泽东死了。
After the death of Chairman Mao,
但是中国大陆基督徒越来越多。
There's a significant increase of Christians in China.
所以这个本能不会被消灭的。
And this instinct will never be changed.
因为神是我们的父，所以拜神变成我们的本分。
It
is本能，是本分。
It is actually our obligation. It's actually our duty to worship God.
所以圣经说最大的诫命是什么
？What is the greatest commandment?
就是尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
We should worship the Lord with our whole heart and our whole will.
也就是我们的父。
Who is our Father?
这是最大的诫命。
This is the greatest commandment.
因此，一个人即使道德上没有犯什么错。
If a person morally doesn't commit any sins or made any mistakes,
只要在神面前他没有敬拜这个神，他还是犯了最大的诫命，还是罪人。
Still, if he doesn't worship God, he is still considered as the greatest sinner.
所以拜神是一种 本能也是一种本分。
So worshiping God is a human instinct. It is also our obligation.
那既然是本分，就不是我们自己能够选择，这是本分。
It is our obligation, and so we have no choice.
因此我们人在世界上当然我们有很多的本分。
Men have a lot of obligations to fulfill.
我们有很多的身份，我们有很多的本分。
We may have a lot of different status, so we have a different obligations.
所以我们每一天回到家里，很多人都精疲力竭。
Upon returning home from work, many people are so fatigued.
因为我们有本分要尽。
We have obligations to accomplish, to complete.
但是我们在尽我们做人的本分当中，常常忘记一个本分。
But many times we neglect and forget one of the very important obligations.
就是我们来敬拜神。
To worship God.
所以做人的本分做得很好，但是对神的本分，很多人把它忽略。
Man may do very well in fulfilling his obligation on earth, yet he neglect his obligation. To worship God.
这个就是人的亏欠。
So this is what man sinned against God.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们爱我们那些爱我们的人。
We love those who love us.
所以我们要尽我们的本分。
So we try our best.
但是最爱我们的不是我们所爱的人。
But who love us the most is not those who love us.
是那爱我们的神。
It's God.
但是很多人把这个本分忘记了。
But many people have forgotten this obligation.
所以将来如果神审判
，So during the final judgment，
我想站在神面前呢，我们就很，如果我们没有尽这个本分，我们就觉得很亏欠。
If we do not fulfill obligation, then we owe God a lot.
为什么我们要这么努力
？Why we have to be so working so hard？
因为我们如果没有尽我们的本分，在那个爱我们的人，我们所爱的人面前，我们有亏欠。
If we do not fulfill obligation to pay those who love us, then we are obliged to them and we owe them.
所以我们对神有本分。
So by the same token, we also have the obligation to God.
那传道书里面第一章到十一章一直在讲消极的事情。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, from chapter 1 to 11, the author mentioned a lot of the passive things.
告诉我们一件事情。
But he tried to tell us one thing.
如果没有神。
If without God, man's life is in vain.
你从第一章开始读。
If we read from chapter 1,
一直到十一章。
Until chapter 11,
我们认为有价值的，如果没有神，都是空的。
If without God, anything that we feel is valuable is in vain.
那这个观念拆毁之后，才会进到十二章。
And then, if we can have this concept removed, then we will be able to enter into chapter 12.
这一些事情你们都听见了，总意就是一件事情。
And you have heard all these things, but there's only one. There's one important matter.
就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
And to fear God and keep His commandments.
这是人的本分。
And this is the whole duty of man.
所以有时候我们在传道书第一章到十一章在那里打滚，非常的忙，忘记了。最重要是十二章。
Sometimes we may just we may be caught in from chapter 11 from chapter 1 to chapter 11 until we come to chapter 12, which is the most important part.
敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
To fear God and keep His commandments.
这是我们的本分。
And this is the whole duty.
那如果我们常常敬畏神
，If we can always fear God,
谨守他的诫命
，and keep His commandments,
我们就要来享受。他要给我们的福分。
Then we are going to enjoy and receive His blessings.
所以福分是跟着本分来的。
So the blessing follows the accomplishment of duty.
本分是从身份来的。
And the duty or the obligation is from our status.
他是我们的父，我们是子。
He is our father, and we are His children.
所以有这个身份。
So we have this status.
因此我们有这个本分来敬畏他。
Therefore, it is our duty, it's our obligation to fear God.
那敬畏他，我们就享受福分，要来享受他给我们的爱。
Then we'll be able to enjoy the blessing and his love.
那神的爱实在是最大，但是也最难了解。
God's love is the greatest, yet is the hardest to understand. Why?
因为圣经说，这爱是超过人所能够测度的。
It's beyond a man's understanding.
为什么神的爱超过人所能测？
Why God's love is beyond man's understanding?
因为这个爱已经进到灵界。
Because the love, this love is spiritual.
而且这个爱已经延伸到来世。
And this love also connects to the love connects to eternal life.
灵界我们没有看到。
We do not see the spiritual world.
来世我们没有体验到。
And we do not enjoy experience the future life.
所以对神爱就很难了解。
It's hard for us to understand God's love.
但是如果我们真的有这个智慧去了解神的爱。
But if we have this wisdom to understand God's love,
我们的内心会充满着感动，我们会对神充满着感谢，我们一生会被他吸引。
Then we will be filled with the love of God, and we will be thankful and grateful.
好，我们现在来看约翰一书。
Let's refer to First John.
约翰一书的第三章。
The first epistle of John, chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John, chapter 3.
第一节
Verse 1
你看父是给我们是何等的慈爱使我们得称为神的儿女
Behold what manner of love that the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God
我们也真是他的儿女
We are indeed his children
那下面说世人所以不认识我们是因为未曾认识他
Therefore the world does not know us because it did not know him
好我们再看第二节
Let's continue to read verse 2.
亲爱的弟兄们，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显现，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
看不见的是永远的。
What we do not see,is forever.
这里说神是何等的爱我们。
And it says here that God loves us so much indeed.
但是我们从第一节一直读到第二节，这里没有提到肉体上、物质上的任何祝福。
If you read from verse 1 through verse 2, we do not see any physical blessings from God.
但这两节圣经节里面提到三点。
But these two verses give us three important points.
如果我们认识的，你一定会被神的爱感动。
If we know God, we'll be touched and moved by His love.
第一个，神要让我们归属于他。
And we'll belong to Him.
做他的儿女。
And become His children.
所以我们刚刚唱这个赞美诗53首。
The hymn we just sang, 53.
神爱我们最大的表现是什么？
What is the greatest manifestation of God's love?
罗马书保罗被圣灵感动。
In the book of Romans, when Paul was moved by the Holy Spirit,
他写，当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们而死，这就是神的爱。
Even when we are sinners, God's the Christ, the love of Christ come upon us, and then this is the greatest blessing.
在约翰一书里面，约翰被圣灵感动。
In 1 John, the author was moved by the Spirit.
提到主耶稣为我们的罪做挽回祭，这就是爱。
And he mentioned about Jesus Christ as a sacrifice of us, and this is the greatest love.
挽回祭就是钉在十字架上。
Which means that he was crucified on the cross and become a sacrifice.
所以约翰福音才说，神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给世人。
Therefore, in book of John, says that God loved us, the world, loved the world, and he gave his only son to us.
叫世人不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so those those will not be perished and be saved.
最大的爱是神的爱。
So the greatest love is God's love.
他给我们最大的礼物就是他的独生子。
So the greatest gift given by Lord is His only Son.
要挽回我们人世间最大的危机就是灭亡。
And try to save us from the greatest crisis, which is eternal perishment.
要让我们得到最大的福分就是永生。
And we receive the greatest blessing, which is the eternal life.
但这都是灵界的。
And all of this belong to the spiritual world.
那神开我们眼睛看到了，我们就会充满着感谢。
So when God opens our spiritual eyes, then we will be grateful and thankful.
所以这里讲何等的爱我们，使我们称他的儿女。
And it says there that, behold, what manner of love that Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God.
这是通过十字架所成就的。
And this is accomplished through the work of cross.
那接下去第二节说，
In verse 2,
主若显现，我们要像他。
And when he's revealed, we shall be like him.
像他就是像复活的主耶稣。
And we will be in the likeness of the resurrected Christ.
我们这个朽坏羞辱的身体要改变成为荣耀不朽坏的身体。
So this corruptible body will be turned to the incorruptible spiritual body.
是带有荣耀的。
And it's full of glory.
所以这个是神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
已经为我们预备好了。
And he has prepared for us.
这个应许就在主来的时候就实现了。
So this promise will be fulfilled during the second coming of Christ.
我们现在看肉体一件件朽坏。
Our physical body deteriorates daily.
但是我们在主耶稣里面有一个盼望。
But we have a hope in Christ.
他显现，我们要像他。
And it stated, just we just read, when he is revealed, we shall be like him.
那第三个就是要见到他的真体。
And the third important point is we are going to see his true body.
神住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
God lives in the light which man cannot reach. Cannot...
所以神的荣耀，神的美，我们没有一个人看过。
We'll not be able to see the glory and the beauty of God.
但将来我们到天国。
When we are in the heavenly kingdom,
我们要看到那神的本体。
We'll be able to see the true body of Christ, of God.
完全的，是那美善的，是众光的来源。
And he is the most beautiful and is the source of light.
是最爱我们的，也是我们所最爱的。
He is the one who loves us the most, and we love him the most.
那个就是我们最大的满足，也是最后的满足。
This is the greatest content and also our greatest satisfaction.
也是永远的满足。
And this is the eternal content.
所以天父的爱是非常的伟大。
So how great God's love is.
如果我们能够了解我们在今生的受苦，我们还是会感谢。
So if we can understand the suffering on this earth, we will still be very thankful and grateful.
因为世界会过去。
This world will be gone.
今生会过去。
And this life will be gone.
但是做神的儿女永远不会过去。
And as children of God, and it will never be gone.
属灵身体那荣耀永远不会过去。
And the spiritual body will last forever.
要瞻仰神的荣美永远不会过去。
We can look upon the beauty of the Lord, and this will never be gone.
所以他的爱是非常的伟大。
So how great God's love is.
那在圣经里面也提到神不只是在来世要彰显他的爱，在今生也要爱我们。
Not only God will manage his life in the manage his love in the future life, even during the present life, his love will be manifested.
请看路加福音十一章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音的十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
十一节
，verse 11，
从第四节来。
Let's read from verse 10。
因为祈求就得着，寻找就寻见，叩门就给他开门。十一节，你们中间做父亲的有儿子求饼给他石头，求鱼反拿蛇，当鱼给他呢？十二节
，12。
求鸡蛋反拿蝎子给他呢？十三节
，13。
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿东西给儿女。何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗
？For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will he give him a serpent instead of fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit?
主耶稣曾经在登山宝训教导门徒怎么祷告。
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ taught the disciples how to preach.
第一句话就是我们在天上的父。
And the opening statement is our Father in heaven.
这个告诉我们，我们祷告是有对象的。
We have an object to pray to.
不是对空气祷告。
We do not pray to the air.
那我们祷告的对象是在天上的父。
We pray to the Father in heaven.
就是一神。
He is the only God.
他是超乎众人之上。
And he lives beyond, beyond human beings.
他是灌乎众人之中,
and he lives among human beings.
他也住在众人之内, 这一位神,
and this is the God whom we worship. And he is omnipotent.
那既然我们祷告的对象是父, 我们就坦然无惧。
So we have no fear to pray to our Father.
因为我们在世界上你向谁求太多都会发生问题。
If we ask too much from the others on this earth, we can be in trouble.
只有我们在天上的父,你可以坦然无惧。
So you can ask anything from a Father in heaven without fear.
因为他爱我们爱到没有保留。
He loves us without any reservation.
因此我们在人世间遇到困难,我们去找人,找到最后会有一个结论,应该要靠神。
Whereas on this earth, we may seek help from the others. However, when we come to a conclusion that we still have to turn to God. We can trust in the Lord.
十一节说,第十节先说,祈求就给得着,寻找就寻见,叩门就给他开门。
As we just read in Luke chapter 11, verse 10, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened.
这是非常肯定的。
This is so affirmative.
不是或许,不是有一个可能性,不会。
It is not probable, it's so firm, it's so clearly indicated.
那十一节就做一个比较。
Verse 11 has a comparison.
跟十二节。 就是用我们地上的父亲跟天父来比较。
And Jesus compares our Father on earth and the Father in heaven.
有哪一个地上的父亲孩子求饼求鱼求鸡蛋不给他呢？ 我们都希望小孩子吃得越多越好。
And we all want our children to have a good health and to eat better.
那十三节就做一个比较，你们虽然不好。
Again, in verse 13, Jesus used another comparison. If you then been evil,
如果我们看英文圣经,说你们是邪恶,那这个是一个相当不好的名词。
In the English translation, the word evilness is used.
那为什么会这样用?
Why Jesus used the word being evil?
这是一种比较。
It is a comparison.
世界上我们最觉得爱我们的是父母。
Of course, our parents love us the most. And the parents live for their own children.
但是跟天父的爱来比较, 父母的爱算是不好,
if we compare the love of parents with love of God, and Jesus said it is evil.
这个表示说天父的爱大到我们人的爱算不了什么。
So the love of God is so great, then the love of man is incomparable.
那十三节说,岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗?
How much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
圣灵就是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
就是神本身。
It's God Himself.
所以天父也将最宝贵的恩典赐给我们。
So the Father will give us the most precious blessing.
这个恩典就是他本身。
And He Himself will abide with us. He will dwell in us. And this is so-called Emmanuel. God will be with us through the descent of the Holy Spirit. If God can give us the best blessing, and so he will give us almost anything.
所以当我们每一次在神面前祷告，我们有一点灰心的时候，我们需要常常再想一下神的爱，就是我们最后一个依靠。
If we are very discouraged, disappointed, still we come to the Lord and pray to Him, and we have to keep in mind that He is the last source that we can rely on.
所以天父的爱确实是非常的伟大。
How great the Heavenly Father's love is.
因此有时候我们在人世间遇到有一些人成长的环境缺乏爱。
We're from this earth, some people are living in an environment without love.
那这个成长的环境。
During the life of their growth is without love.
那这个成长的环境缺乏爱的人可以很清楚看出来他个性会偏。
So in the environment of growth, if without love, and he can go astray.
的个性有时候会比较不
一样。And his characters will go astray, will be very different.
那如果没有找到神，这有时候一生人的个性没有办法改变。
If he doesn't find God throughout his lifetime, there's no way for his characters to be changed.
因为缺乏爱这个事实，没有一个能够弥补。
If without love, nothing will work.
比方说，你从小长大就没有父母的爱，那父母已经离世了，你哪里去找一个父母来爱？
If you were born without, if a parent passed away after you were born, and where can you truly experience parental love?
但是，一直到我们找到了主耶稣。
Until we find God, we find Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的爱可以涵盖我们过去爱的不足的一切的缺点。
And the love of God, the love of Christ, will cover all the lackages.
所以圣灵将神的爱厚厚的浇灌在我们心里。
And so the love of God pours in our heart.
有的人一生渴慕爱，但是没有人爱。
Some people are quenched, are thirsty for the love, but they can never get it.
但是圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，我们就满满充满神的爱，被神的爱感动，甚至会流泪。
However, when the Spirit of the Lord dwells in us, then we are filled and touched by His love.
那过去父母早逝的，或者说我们别人对我们怎样的不好啊，那个都过去了。因为神的爱已经充满在我们里面。
The loss of the parents, the mistreatment from the others, will all be gone.
所以这个是我们人要改变一个人的个性，改变一个人的。一个最重要的方法，神的爱充满浇灌。
So the love of the Lord, can change the personality, can change the character of a person.
神的爱会在我们里面扎根。
And the love of God will be deeply rooted in our heart.
使我们的生命有一个根本上的改变。
So there will be a change, of our life.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love, it is because God loves us first.
神爱我们，当爱充满在我们里面，我们就能够爱别人。
So the love of the Lord deeply rooted in our heart, then we will be able to love the others.
那我们就改变了。
Then our characters will be changed.
我们在看很多世俗在讲这个辅导的书，没有抓到关键。
There are a lot of books published about counseling, but they do not catch the point.
人会发生问题，就是人性有问题。
Man, the lot of problem on the earth, it is because of human nature.
那人性怎么改变？
And how can we change the personality of the character of the person?
神的爱充满，人性就改变了。
If he is filled with the love of Christ, then his characters will be changed.
如果被神的大能充满，这个人就得到自由，就被从罪里面脱离了。
If he has the power of the Lord, then he will be released and delivered from sins.
但是离开了神，我们要想改变一个人，这个只是谈一个理想。
If a person departs from the Lord, is astray from the Lord, what we talk about is just a concept.
所以天父的爱是非常的美，是非常的伟大。
So the love of the Heavenly Father is so beautiful and is so great.
我们需要常常求神，让我们对他的爱能够有更深的了解。
So we can always we should pray the Lord and ask Him to give us the strength, so we can always sense to His love and enjoy His love.
使我们对神的爱有更深的感受。
Then we have a thorough feeling and sensitivity to His love.
那我们这个人啊，我们人自然就会改变。
Then the character of a person can be changed.
我们在看事情啊，有神的爱充满以后，我们看事情的感受也不一样。
When we are filled with the love of Christ, and we see things differently.
因为我们透过天父的心在看事情。
Because through with the heart of the Father, we see things very differently.
所以主耶稣圣经说，主耶稣看见众人就怜悯他们。
When the Bible says that when Jesus Christ see the people and he show his kindness to them.
因为他们困苦流离，好像羊没有牧人。
Because they live in a miserable life just like the lost sheep. So like the sheep without shepherd.
是很可怜的。
And it's so pitiful.
那今天我们被天父爱充满。
If we are filled with the love of Father.
我们对周围的人所采取的态度不是一种很严厉的苛刻的态度。
And we'll treat the others with kindness, and then we do not treat the others like enemies.
我们是因天父的爱，我们会对周围的人充满着怜悯。
It is because we are filled with the love of Christ, then we'll be able to show the kindness to the others.
为什么这个人这么坏？因为他不认识神，很可怜。
Why this guy is so bad? Because he doesn't know God.
很可怜。
It's so pitiful.
那我们这个天父的爱，我们在看一个人的感受就不一样。
So with the love of Christ, we see things, we see people differently.
那为什么这个人这么严重的缺点？
Why this person has a lot of shortcomings?
没有神的爱。
Because he doesn't have the love of God.
这很可怜。
And it's so pitiful.
哦，这个人没有爱在里面哦，婚姻也会发生问题，家庭也会发生问题一大堆。
If without the love of Christ, and it will have family problems, it will have marriage problems.
那我们看了，我们会同情。
And we'll show our compassion to them.
因为基督的爱在我们里面。
Because we are filled with the love of Christ.
那既然我们从神得到这么大的应许。
Since we receive such the greatest promise from God,
我们从他求的都要从他得着。
And what we ask will be granted.
那天父对我们也有期待。
And the Lord also expects us to fulfill our duties.
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 2.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 2.
第五。
I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 5.
马太第五章。
Matthew chapter 5,
48节
verse 48.
马太第五章48节
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父一样完全。
Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
这个就是天父对他的爱子的一个期待。
And this is expectation of our Father. In heaven,
就是要像天父一样完全。
We shall be as perfect as our Father in heaven.
什么是完全？
What is the meaning of perfection?
完全就是一个圆，没有缺点。
And this, which means that there should be no shortcomings.
这个就是父亲对我们的期待。
Which is blameless. This is what God expects us.
那这个主耶稣在讲这个期待之前，他讲什么？
And what did Jesus Christ mention about before he talked about perfection?
43节。
43.
你们听见的话是要爱你们的邻舍，恨你们的敌人。44节。
44.
这是我告诉你们要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbors and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies.
怎么样叫像天父一样完全？
How can we be as perfect as a father?
要爱你们的敌人，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
We shall love our enemies and bless those who curse us.
主耶稣最完全的表现就是在十字架上，最痛苦的时候，为他的敌人祷告。
The perfect performance of Jesus Christ was on his cross, and he prayed and forgave his enemies.
那人世间，我们如果真的能够效法天父这样的爱。
And we, if we can simulate the love of Father,
那就没有人跟人之间合不来，就人间很多的问题都没有。
A lot of human problems can be resolved.
所以很多问题的存在可能是另外一方有问题，但是也反射到我们的爱不够。
And a lot of times we may encounter problems. Perhaps it is other people's fault. However, it also reflect that we do not show enough love.
如果我们像天父一样完全为仇敌祷告。爱他们。
If we can be as perfect as our Father and even pray for our enemies,
那还会有夫妻问题吗？
And there will be no marital problems.
两代之间的问题吗？
And there will be no generation gap.
还会有弟兄姊妹合不来吗？
There should be no conflict between the siblings.
所以这是天父对我们的期待。
So this is the expectation of our Heavenly Father.
要像他一样完全。
And we shall be as perfect as Him.
路加福音十五章期待提到浪子的比喻。
Luke chapter 15 mentioned about the parable of the prodigal son.
这个父亲这么爱孩子，为什么孩子要离开父亲呢？
The father loved the son so much, why he still wanted to leave home?
我们看路加的十五章。
Let's read Luke chapter 15.
十二节。
Verse 12.
小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我得的家业分给我。”他的父亲就把产业分给他。13节。
13.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的收拾起来，往远地方，在那里任意放荡，浪费子财。
And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possession with prodigal living.
所以我们仔细看，这个浪子要离开父亲，主要是要得到自由。
We can see that this son wanted to have freedom.
但是他的自由是一种放纵。
But he actually indulged in his freedom.
所以离开父亲到最后的结果是缺乏。
After he left his father, finally he was penniless.
而且身份贬低。
And he, his status was even demoted.
哦，犹太人看猪这个就是贬低身份了。
Because if he lives with swine, and in the eyes of Jewish, he is actually the lowest one on earth.
但是更严重了，没有盼望。
The most serious problem is he has no hope.
他说第十七节说，难道我要在这里饿死吗？就是没有盼望。
And in verse 17, he says that, and I perish with hunger. That means that he is hopeless.
今天为什么人要离开神？
Why man chose to be away from God?
常常也是一样，觉得有神啊太累赘了。
With the same reason, they feel that they have a lot of troubles.
太多困难。
They feel the burden and bondage.
好像没有自由。
It seems that they have no freedom.
但是离开神的结果。
But what's the result when the person turned away from God?
缺乏。
And he is in lackage.
不一定是物质的缺乏。
Not necessarily the lackage of physical possession.
缺乏。
Spiritually.
没有平安。
He has no peace.
没有喜乐。
Has no joy.
没有真正的自由。
And without the true freedom.
再来，身份的降低。
And he also lost his status.
离开神，我们就是罪人啊。
When a person is away from the Lord, he is a sinner.
神的恩典一拿掉，我们原形毕露，就是罪人啊。
When the grace or the blessing of the Lord is no longer with this person, and he is a sinner.
第三个，没有前途啊。
He has no hope.
离开神还有什么前途？
When the person is no longer with God, what kind of a future he has?
所以有时候。我们看到有一些地方啊，很多人在那养老。
Sometimes we may see that there are a lot of people living in the nursing home.
哦，好像说这个佛罗里达的海边呢。
So for instance, like the beaches in Florida.
或者很多人搬到拉斯维加斯养老，退休养老。
A lot of people, some people move to Las Vegas for retirement.
你如果从远一点这样看
，If you look further,
你就发现。到最后只有两个结果。
That will be just two end results.
一个是真正信耶稣上天国。
One truly believe in the Lord and go to heaven.
第二个是没有信的，到最后就下去了。
And those who do not believe, will face the eternal perishment.
所以一个人离开神还有什么盼望
？So if a person is away from the Lord, what kind of hope does he have?
那十二节是关键，他醒悟过来。
Verse 12 is the key word. He was sure. He was awakened.
所以我们要常常做比较。
所以 we should always make the comparison.
我如果过一个没有亲近神的生活，我会怎样
？If I live in the life without getting close to God,
那我从今天开始，我热心来亲近我这个天上的父，我会怎样
？Then what kind of life do I have? Instead, if I draw near to God, I always come to worship Him. And what kind of life?I have.
那这个两个一比较，我们就醒过来。
If we make this comparison, then we will alert and we'll be awakened.
醒过来就回来了。
Once we are awakened, then we'll return to God.
回来找我们天上我们的父。
We come to look for our Father in heaven.
人生就改变了。
Then our life will be changed.
是丰富的。
And we'll be abundant.
你看父亲为他预备筵席是丰富的。
And the Father prepared the banquet for him.
It's so abundant. 爱他，抱他，亲他。
The Father showed his love and hugged him. There's no change of his father's love.
给他戴上戒指。
He put the rings on him.
孩子归属于父，虽然他浪子一段时间，父还是归属他。
Although he lived the life of indulgence, yet he still returned to his father.
要穿干净的衣袍，还是神要洁净他的罪。
He wear the best robe, which means that the Lord will cleanse his sins.
所以人世间最重要一件事情。
So the most important things on this earth.
要回来寻找我们的父。
Is to return to the Father and seek for Him.
他在等待我。
He is waiting for us. He's waiting for us to return to look for him.